Hi, everyone. This is Gary Barkalow with the Noble Heart. Today we have a recording that I did with Sam Williamson and Jeff Andresian. And in this, we shared some of our personal stories of coming to points of realignment, showing how God will come in, intervene in our life to bring us to something that's truer about ourselves. He'll do it through work. He'll do it through conversations on an airplane. He'll do it through other things. And this is what I hope to inspire you with in the next 10 minutes. Sam, tell the story about sitting on the airplane next to a guy as you are flying to New York and the turning point about the way you were going to live.
About 10 years ago, I was working at a company. I was an owner of the company. And I, you know, in some senses, on the outside, it could look like I was successful. I had a prestigious title. I was making a good income. And I was just doing life one day at a time, without necessarily forethought or insight. And a client had asked me to go speak at a conference in New York on CRM. And at the time, I didn't know what CRM was. But I said, yeah, I'll go speak at it. I thought I was going to be in a little workshop of 20 people, and I thought that'd be fine. And I actually asked my secretary to Google CRM to find out what it was about so I could say something halfway intelligent. And then the day before this conference, my client called me up and said, Sam, we're excited to have you there because, you know, you're the keynote speaker and there's going to be hundreds of people there. Oh, man, I got scared. I thought, I'm going to be speaking to all these specialists in CRM, and I don't even know what CRM stands for. So I grabbed these little printouts that my secretary had given. I ran to the airport, got on the plane, and I was sitting next to a man. And it turned out he's a professor at a large university, and he's a professor of public speaking. So I said, hey, do you mind giving me some free advice? Because I've got to give a presentation tomorrow. And he said, yeah, I'd be happy to. What do you want to know? And I said, well, what is the number one key to giving a good public speech? And he said, that's easy. The number one key is knowing what you talk about. And I thought, shoot, that was strike one because I don't even know what CRM stands for. So I said, okay, what's number two? And he said, when you not only know what you're talking about, you love what you're talking about. You're passionate about it. So that's strike number two against me. And I said, what's number three? I was hoping, you know, I'd get a bunt. And he said, the best public speeches are when the speaker feels like his entire life has prepared him for this moment. And, you know, I was stunned by this because I realized I didn't feel like my entire life had prepared me for anything. All of a sudden, in that moment, I felt adrift. I felt lost. I thought, what has my whole life been about? Where am I going? Where have I come from? What's the direction? And it put me into a several-year cycle of saying, what am I really going to do with my life? What is this all about? I want to have a purpose and a passion, something that I'm living for. And at that time, I had to say, I have no clue.
Wow. That's very good, powerful man. Story. Living every day knowing, or living every day in a way that says, my whole life has prepared me for this moment. Jeff, tell us a story about how you were an airline pilot and loved what you were doing, and all of a sudden, in a sense, that was taken away from you, and then a search began for you.
Yeah, I had been a Christian probably for about 15 years, flying airliners for U.S. Airways, raising kids, absolutely loving that, taking adventures around the world, really, with them. Thinking, hey, my life's pretty much on track, and after 2001, September 11th, things started to unravel in the airline industry pretty quickly. What became a great job and something I loved to do became very difficult. It was a couple of years later, I had actually medicaled out with a condition called ocular migraines. You can't fly with any kind of visual problems, and I developed one, and I couldn't fly until it was rectified. And then another really funny thing happened, and this is pretty common. I had a teenage girl who struggled through middle school, and she actually ran away from home, and we had to go and get her. And it seemed like what got canceled in my life was this reliance I had on, I thought I knew who I was. I was an airline pilot, and I was a great dad. And those two things were just taken away. My identity, I was swimming. I was like Sam in his story. You know, what is this all about? Who am I really? The truth of it is, now looking back, God was after something so much deeper in my life than the title of a job description or even a role as a good dad. And that he was developing something in my life that goes way back that I can now remember even that was taking place in my childhood. this ability that I love to run with men, to rally guys, to explore together. He wanted to release a gift in me that was deeper than all the wounds I had experienced, all the lies that had diminished me. And so he resurrected that in my life, and actually I became known as something else. It was a surprise to me and everyone else around us. And I think God often does that. We have this hidden life in him that he reveals it in us at the proper time. And there's a sensing, an environment comes where there's a big shift in a job, or maybe there's a divorce in your life, or something happens, and all of a sudden you have to go much deeper to find out what is it that I'm really about. Something will happen in a cataclysmic event in your life that causes you to stop, and you have to go and look past all those things. So I found that God wanted to resurrect something that was actually beautiful, something that he had been doing in my life, and I began to offer that to the world around me, which became a benefit to others around me. So I came alive even in that scenario, and others did around me. So I really believe God is a God of transitions, and he brings them into us to renew us, to give us a new strength, to press into some new territory.
These are fascinating stories. I remember the first job kind of career I had. It didn't have anything to do really with this idea of calling. But I remember in the early years, I would always read every book that came up about calling or time management or purpose. I read it because I was fascinated. I was interested in those things. Then I would find that I would love to talk to other guys about it. And then interest would be created, and we might do a small men's group, small little Bible study on this kind of thing. And then in my second job, my job did not revolve around this idea of calling. But what I realized is this is the place I always went to when the conversation could go anywhere, during my work time or during break time. And again, I just found myself studying, experiencing, reading these things simply because I loved it. Then by my third job, this is pretty much what I was hired to do, was to bring this element of calling to other people, to groups, to individuals, even to the organization I was working with. And because of those beginning years, I was prepared for this moment to a degree. And as you're talking about this, I'm realizing, gosh, in this third job, I really thought this was it. This is what I'll do for the rest of my life. But after 6 years or so, I realized there was more on my heart than I was experiencing at this point. And I started to think, boy, I bet you something's going to be coming. I bet you some kind of transition's coming. Now, I had no idea that it would be as large of a transition as it turned out to be. I thought maybe it would be something more minor. But because I was pursuing what I loved, what I was interested in, what I was curious about, what I loved to talk about, all those things had really prepared me for what I'm doing now. And it wasn't that I had a master plan for my life. It was simply that I was just going after what I loved, and I was offering it because I love to offer it, and then it prepared me for the moment that I'm in. And to be honest with you, I don't believe that I see fully what it's all supposed to look like. All I know is what it looks like in this moment at this point. And there'll be more transition, I am sure. But it is amazing that as we become aware of the desires of our heart, we start to get our bearings, the bearings of who God is and where he is and who we are and where we are in the story, that when we come to the next transition point, we have something to start navigating from versus being absolutely paralyzed by fear and lack of intel and knowing how to make a decision. So I think everything we've talked about is so important, that we come to something, we discover who we are, who God is in us, what the story is that's going on, so that we can navigate as life continues to change, as a good story always does. A good story is always changing and developing.
Most guys I know have no purpose in their life. They feel lost. They feel stuck. I mean, how many guys say, I'm in a rut? And the truth is that God has given us a purpose. God has given us a reason. He's given us a reason to be here on earth. He's given us something that we can bring to the world around us, and most of us don't know what it is. Most of us are just lost, and we bounce around from one idea to another, from one activity to another, but we're longing to have some kind of purpose. We're longing to have an intention in our life where we're saying, yes, that's what I'm about, and I can have an excitement and a passion about walking down that path because I know it's my purpose. So what does a noble heart exploration bring to a guy who is discontent right now? They're saying there's got to be something more for my life.
Well, you know, I think it's a mission of discovery. The whole weekend is an adventure into the discovery into not only the goodness of God, but a discovery into who you are, about your desires, your story, and your journey.
Yeah.
And so, Gary, do you have any final thoughts on why it's such a benefit to come to this exploration weekend?
Yes. I would ask a man, what is understanding what your life is about? Understanding why has God brought you into this part of the story at this time? Understanding what it is that you bring to the world, what is that worth? And anything that is of value is going to cost us. It's going to cost us money. It's going to cost us time. It's going to cost us the use of discipline. It's going to be risky. Everything. We know that everything that's really valuable and glorious in life is going to cost something. So what I'd ask the guy who is listening is, how much is it worth to understand who you are and what you bring at this point? Now, this weekend is called the Calling Intensive Experience for a reason, because it is an experience. You will learn certain things. You will be exposed to certain things. You will have a chance to put your life out in front of men who will then be able to speak back into your life about what they see of the glory of your life, the assault that's been against you, where God is at right now when it comes to developing your strength of heart in order to handle the desires of your heart. This is all going to happen this weekend. It's not simply a lecture. Otherwise, you could simply get the CD set or the book and read that and you'd be fine. But we have all had the experience of reading many books in our life and maybe listening to many audio series. And we could say, but very little changed my life. And it's not because you and I aren't intelligent or know what to do with it. It's because more is needed, an experience and a community. And so that's what's offered this weekend. And I would say it's worth your time and your money to get here, to give 3 days of your year to focusing in on who you are and what's written on my heart. That's worth it, let alone 3 days of your life. So I'd say, men, make the sacrifice, come to this thing, and I guarantee you're going to say, it was worth it. This is what I needed. This got me to move forward in my life. Well, I hope you enjoyed these stories. And Sam and Jeff and I want to encourage you to attend the Exploration Calling Intensive Experience this December 1 through 4. For more information, go to thenobleheart.com and click on the button that says Exploration Calling Intensive Experience. This has been a production of The Noble Heart, and you can find more resources at thenobleheart.com.